What you are about to hear has been based entirely on true stories. Some elements have been changed for privacy and/or dramatization.
An 11-year-old boy who spoke no English was visiting Canada with his parents for a few weeks and had been separated from his family.
Real stories from real Beck taxi drivers.
Hello and welcome to Taxi Driver True Tales, a podcast where we bring you the wildest, most outrageous stories from the front seat of the cab. I'm your host, Adam Groh, cash cab guy in Canada. I used to host this little show where I drove a cab looking for passengers to quiz for cash prizes. For now, instead of testing your knowledge of trivia, what I'm going to do is share some amazing stories with you. Cab drivers see a lot of things, so yeah, cabbies have got a lot of stories. And the best part? It's brought to you by Beck Taxi, North America's largest taxi fleet. So whether you're in need of a good laugh or just want to feel like you're riding shotgun with some of the most interesting people on the road, tune in and let me be your virtual cabbie. In this episode, we're diving into the theme of taxi drivers coming to the rescue. From emergency medical situations to dangerous criminal incidents, these drivers have found themselves in unexpected roles of first responders and heroes. So sit back and buckle up as we take a ride with these unsung heroes of the road. It was a typical day for Donna and her husband Mark as they were out running errands. It's easy to take these very normal days for granted. However, it quickly turned into a nightmare when her husband suddenly fell ill. Racked with pain, with what seemed to be a severe cardiac issue, Donna knew Mark wasn't one to complain, and it was time to get medical attention, and fast. Every second counted as they fought against time to get him the help he needed. Panic and fear were setting in as they rushed to find a way to save her husband's life. It was a moment that would change everything for Donna and Mark and test the limits of their strength and determination. As we all know, medical emergencies rarely happen when or where it's convenient. Donna's mind immediately went to work thinking about ways to get Mark to the hospital when out of the corner of her eye, she saw hope. Well, to be more specific, she saw a cab. She yelled over at the Beck taxi parked on the side of the street. The driver immediately took action, quickly assessing the situation and realizing that he was Mark's best chance at survival. As the driver expertly navigated through the streets, Donna couldn't help but feel a sense of gratitude and admiration for the driver. He was truly a lifesaver, going above and beyond to help Mark in his time of need. When they reached the hospital, Mark received the vital care he needed and thankfully made a full recovery. She knew that it was all thanks to the driver and his quick thinking and selfless actions. Donna couldn't thank the taxi driver enough, for he had not only saved her husband's life, but also brought her peace of mind and reassurance that we really are looking out for each other. You may have heard Toronto referred to as Hollywood North. That's because so many television shows and blockbuster movies are filmed in the city. Beck Taxi has given rides to stars, crew, and even starred in a few shows. In fact, even a member of the royal family. Any guesses as to who the royal passenger might have been? Stay tuned, and I'll tell you at the end of this episode. This next story comes to us from a very grateful customer, and it's one of many people's worst fears. It's quite a story. Here's what she wrote. It was a night like any other until I found myself in the middle of a nightmare. An intoxicated man had broken into my home and opened my bedroom door. I was terrified, and I didn't know what to do. But I knew I had to act fast to get him out of my house and away from me. I called the police right away. And sensing the man might just be drunk, I also called a cab for him, hoping that it would arrive quickly and just take this man away from my home. And it did. The Beck cab driver arrived in a matter of minutes. As soon as the driver arrived, I explained the situation to him, and he was incredibly sympathetic and kind. He asked if he could help in any way, and I told him that I just wanted the man to leave. He got the man into his cab, and I could see that he was talking to the man for about 10 to 15 minutes before they drove off. The driver was a true professional, handling the situation with care and compassion. But what he did next truly exceeded my expectations. He later sent me a text with the address where he dropped the man off, which I was then able to give to the police upon their arrival. This driver went above and beyond. His actions truly helped me in that moment of need. I'll forever be grateful for his help, and I'll always choose Beck Taxi because of this experience. I hope this message reaches him and that he is recognized for his actions that night. Wow, it's a terrifying ordeal. Thankfully, it ended well. Obviously, if you're in danger, it's always best to call the police. But I gotta say, listening to her describe how she also thought of calling the cab for the man, she was a thoughtful customer. And if taxi drivers can help, they usually will. Maggie had spent months planning for her son's wedding. She had picked out the perfect gift, a vintage watch that had belonged to her late husband. It had been a family heirloom for generations, and Maggie wanted her son to have it as a reminder of his father's legacy. On the wedding day, Maggie was running late. She had overslept, and the hair and makeup artist had taken longer than expected. And when she finally got ready, she put the watch in her purse and stepped out of the house. She quickly hailed a cab and got in, hoping to make it to the church on time. The cab driver, Tom, was a kind man in his mid-40s. He had been driving a cab for over a decade and had seen all sorts of passengers. When Maggie got into the cab, he noticed how nervous she looked. He tried to make small talk to ease her anxiety. "Are you headed to a wedding?" he asked. Maggie just nodded, still too anxious to speak. "Big day," Tom said, smiling. "Is it your son or daughter getting married?" Again, Maggie just nodded. Tom could see that she was on the verge of tears. "Hey, everything will be all right," he said, trying to comfort her. "Take a deep breath and relax." Maggie took a deep breath, and as she did, she failed to notice something slip out of her purse. It was the watch. When they finally arrived at the church, Maggie thanked Tom and paid the fare. She got out of the car and hurried inside, eager not to be late for her son's big day. But as she walked down the aisle, she realized that something was missing. She patted her purse and then remembered the watch. Maggie was distraught. She knew that the watch was irreplaceable and that it would be lost forever. She tried to concentrate on the wedding ceremony, but her mind was consumed with thoughts of the lost watch. As the ceremony ended, Maggie got up to use the phone and call the cab company, hoping that someone would have turned the watch in. That's when she felt a tap on her shoulder, and when she turned around, she saw Tom standing there. "Excuse me, ma'am," Tom said. "I think you dropped something in my cab." Maggie's eyes widened with surprise and disbelief. "What? How?" Tom explained that he had found the watch in the back of his cab after she had left. He had tried to find her at the church, but she had already gone inside. He had called her phone and left a message, but received no response. So he decided to pass by the church one more time, hoping to find her. Finally, he had spotted her and approached her with the watch. Maggie was overwhelmed with emotion. She couldn't believe that Tom had gone to so much trouble to find her and return the watch. She hugged him, tears streaming down her face. "Thank you so much," she said. "I don't know how to repay you for this." Tom smiled. It's no problem, ma'am. I'm just glad I could help. The wedding day continued, and Maggie's mind was filled with gratitude for Tom's kind gesture. After the reception, she went to the cab company's office to personally thank Tom's supervisor and let them know how thankful she was for his act of kindness. Toronto sees a lot of tourists every year, every day, in fact. It welcomes visitors from all over the world who are keen to take in the city's bustling and diverse sights and sounds. But Toronto is like any other big city. Sometimes, people get lost. It was just another day on the streets of Toronto until an urgent call came in. An 11-year-old Chinese boy visiting Canada with his parents for a few weeks had been separated from his group on their way from downtown to Donland Station. The day camp had called for help, and Transit Patrol Constable Marco Ricciardi heeded the call, quickly making his way to the command post, which was coordinating the search effort that spanned five divisions. If there was a visiting child who was lost in the city, they were determined to find him. With time of the essence, Ricciardi knew he had to act fast. He wanted to get a photo of the boy to all transit officers, but it was agreed that a tweet would be the most efficient way to reach the most people. So he sent out the description and a photo on Twitter, tagging the largest social media channels relevant. The Toronto Police account, Toronto Police Operations, who coordinate police resources across the city, and more. He also tagged @BeckTaxi and cyclists through the hashtag BikeTO and the large hashtag TOPoly network. Ricciardi wanted to reach as many people as possible, which was important because they weren't searching a specific area. The boy could have been anywhere on the transit system. Cab drivers are everywhere, especially downtown and around subway stations. Beck Taxi Operations Manager Christine Hubbard said she often scans social media feeds from the police, which she then broadcasts through their two-way radio system to drivers. Christine says they look out for a lot of missing people, but especially when it's a child. They have 2,000 cabs on the street, so it reaches a lot of people when they send a broadcast, not to mention customers who may hear it on the radio. One of those cabbies was Wandamu, who had kept the description in the back of his mind after hearing the broadcasts repeatedly. "They kept reminding us on the radio, and it was on our tablet," said the driver. Waiting in a line of cabs at the Toronto coach terminal, he spotted a boy walking by. Now, there are a lot of people walking around bus terminals, a lot of people of all ages and ethnicities, but something seemed to stand out about this little boy who seemed to be lost and looking for something, and all on his own. Wandamu knew it must be the missing boy. He approached him and asked if he was looking for a taxi. The boy nervously replied in slow, steady, and thoughtful English, "I think I need a taxi." "Where do you want to go?" Wandamu asked the boy. Remembering a name from his tour group, the boy replied, "Queen's Park." Wandamu asked the boy's name. "Martin," he replied. Then he asked if the boy's last name was the same as the missing boy. And Martin confirmed that it was indeed. Wandamu did his best to keep Martin distracted and calm. He turned his cab towards Queen's Park and asked the boy about his day and if he was lost. But beyond their exchange about wanting a taxi, the boy was unable to understand as he spoke little English. Wandamu radioed Beck Taxi Dispatch with the good news. "I think I've found Martin." He then called 911 on his Bluetooth headset and eagerly followed police instructions to get Martin safely back to his very worried, but now very relieved, family. At the beginning of this episode, I told you that Beck Taxi has been part of TV shows, movies, and more, even offering rides to a member of the royal family. Who was that individual? Meghan Markle, or rather now, I guess, the Duchess of Sussex. And at the time she would have been riding in a Beck Taxi, she was one of the stars of the TV series Suits. Now that she's royalty, can we refer to the taxis as carriages? Is that a stretch? Okay, maybe not. Anyway, we've been a part of various TV and film productions, like Handmaid's Tale, The Mindy Project, Degrassi, and many more. 90210 star Jason Priestley even played an undercover police officer posing as a Beck taxi driver for his series Private Eyes. We've even been in music videos, like Lady A's smash hit, Need You Now. So please, no pictures, okay? Right? No selfies with a Beck taxi? Okay, I'm kidding. You can take as many pictures of Beck taxis as you want. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Taxi Driver True Tales. If you have any stories of your own to share, we'd love to hear them. You can email us at taxidrivertruetales@gmail.com. That's taxidrivertruetales, one word, @gmail.com. Or tweet us at Beck Taxi with the hashtag #TaxiDriverTrueTales. Who knows, maybe your story will be featured on a future episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Taxi Driver True Tales.